Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Reds Review for Club Marine. Boating's just better with Club Marine Boat Insurance.
Now it's time for Reds Review for Club Marine. Boating's just better with Club Marine Boat Insurance. I've got a set on my Ranger, actually, Redman.
A set of what? Razorback?
Yep. Over the leather.
What's the point of buying a leather car?
Leather seats. In summer, they get too hot.
I can't stand leather seats.
These beautifully aerated. You can't stand them.
No. I don't like them.
Really?
Hot, burn your butt.
I always have my seat warmers on. You know, this might sound
feel
wanky,
like you pooch yourself.
But I wouldn't buy a car now unless they had seat warmers.
Kari's got them in her car. I can't stand it on. She puts it on. It just feels like you pooed.
I spend 50 minutes in the car every day to work and back. Yeah. And it's a lower back.
See, I'm aircon on. It's a cool down.
Nah, it seizes us up. Anyway.
Let's get to what we're meant to be talking about.
That's probably a good start.
Atomic mesh bags and jigging bags. Now, I did a tip a little while ago about these mesh bags. And the reason that they're in the review today is because we're coming into what you like to call kingfish season. And
we love kingfish season.
As we mentioned at the start of the show, I'm heading to Exmouth, right?
There is not a fish that frustrates me more than kingfish. When you're like, nah, just go out. Trust me. Today, I went out. I caught 40. You can't miss. And this is, Aaron will send these things to me. I'll go out. I'll find them. And I'll spend 4 hours trying to find out what these fish eat.
Well, we're not talking about these fish.
I know.
Too much. Because we've got kingfish season in a couple of months. And we're going to go into details of how to hopefully try and get them to bite. What we are talking about on distraction number two is the atomic storage mesh bag and also the jigging bag.
Yep.
Now, heading to Exmouth, whatnot, getting organized. I ordered some of these. They're about $40.
Yep.
And what they're going to do is save you a lot of money because I was just showing Pat the picture here. You can see the mesh on the outside of these bags. And if you just picture it, that you put these jigs in and you can hose them down and leave them open and the water...
And you can leave them in the bag.
Leave them in the bag.
Yeah, that's what I like.
You don't have to... You're not putting them away behind plastic where the water sits in and you just let air get to them and then just shut them the next day.
Yeah, the other thing is you can see rather than... Like you can see through the mesh.
Yep.
All right, that's the colour I'm going to go for or whatever it might be.
And then you go into... That's the mesh jigging bag. So let's put all your knife jigs and your micro jigs and the likes in it. And then you've got your storage mesh box bag. It's more of a box.
I think it's been one of the
great... Been unreal for me.
Yeah, I think it's been one of the great changes in fish... Not changes in fishing technology, but we've gone away from... Can you remember... I remember when I first met you, remember you had that big plastic... I had the same thing. Like, everyone had gigantic plastic fishing boxes.
Yes, the Planos.
And then in the last little... Yeah, in the last little, you know, 5 years, it's gone the total other way. These fabric bags...
Smaller...
Oh, they're just so much better.
Well, these here, the reason I like them is you can put all your lures in them. So we're talking about coming into what we're for us here in Victoria. We're coming into kingfish, small tuna.
Yep.
You use your lures, chuck them in this mesh bag and just hose them down and just leave them in there.
Yep.
You don't need to then go put them into plastic and whatnot because you're going to... I just keep reusing the same. And these mesh
especially
bags...
Especially when if there's still a little bit of water on there, the condensation and then it's just...
Exactly. Crap. So I literally... finish with it, and this is how even I'm doing this. You fill the sink up at home or a bucket, whatever you do. I use the sink
not
at home.
Great when it comes to cleaning up sometimes.
I grab my mesh bag by the handle, I drop it into the water, dunk it a few times, pull it out, and I just put it on the back of the boat for the rest of the day outside of the house, and then I just chucked it in the shed. So these are seriously good, and they're both about $40 each. You'll get them cheaper here and there, but to look after your gear and whatnot, check them out. They're going to help you a lot. Save money. You're not going to have your hooks rust. You're not going to have your jigs go to crap. And also your lures. So they're really, really good.
Where do we find them?
Or any good tackle store, they're going to have them. Or you can obviously find them online. Type in atomic jigging bag or atomic mesh bag, and you won't have any dramas finding yourself them to save you some money by obviously looking after your stuff that I do really, really well.
That was Red's Review for Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.